Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Brian Scalabrine from the radio.com family joins us. Scal, it's Mutt, Jerry, and Rich this morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How do you guys get out of there once the day is over?
That's,
I mean, wouldn't you
question.
Be locked in because of the marathon?
There are most of the roads around here are closed, Scal. What we do, what I do, I can't speak for these two guys, I get a police escort. I get a state police guy to drive me out through the private roads. I'm that big of a deal around here. That's the issue.
Dennis gets a helicopter.
Dino definitely gets a helicopter, absolutely. And the fans here, hopefully they get treated this morning, Scal, to a better baseball game than you got of a basketball game yesterday, 84-74, and just an atrocious offensive performance from a Pacer team that doesn't look like they have the talent to win this series in 7 games, 50 games, whatever. The Celtics are just a much better team.
Yeah, it's a shame for them because they're a really hard-playing team, and they got a bunch of role players that all play around Victor Oladipo. But when it comes to the NBA and in the playoffs, when you prepare for every single thing a player can do, they just don't have that guy that, you know, that can carry a team offensively. And that's what the playoffs are all about. It's about having unbelievable offensive players and then your role players stepping up. Well, they're in a tough situation. I don't think the Celtics can play any worse offensively. And there was a point in the second half when they were up by 20. So it's going to be a long series for Indiana. It doesn't mean the Celtics can go out there and just coast. Obviously, you have to execute and do all those things. But I said it from the beginning. And people kind of like think I was being a Celtic lover, but I just don't see this Indiana team having enough offensive firepower to even compete with the likes of the Boston Celtics.
Are they going to win a game?
No, I said it was going to be a sweep from the beginning, and everyone once again called me a hater. But I just you got to have good offensive players in the playoffs. Everyone steps up defensively. You know, in the NBA, you got rapid fire games coming at you in the regular season. These guys have been working on Indiana now for about 10 days, so they know every single thing a player does with their tendencies, every single thing a player does with their offense and all their counters. So I can't imagine them having enough offensive firepower to make this a series at all. So this is good for Boston. I don't think Indiana is really a playoff team without Oladipo. If they started the season without Victor Oladipo, I'm not sure that they would be in the playoffs.
Couple of upsets in the Eastern Conference first round. The Sixers lost to the Nets, and as good as the Sixers' talent is in their starting lineup, it seems like a bunch of losers with Embiid talking about, you know, guys being afraid to shoot because they're getting booed and things like. What do you make of Philly?
What he was looking at on his phone,
yeah, and all that stuff too. Like, what do you make of Philly right now?
Yeah, well, I think they'll. I do think they'll win the series, but they look. They just look, and a lot of it. These go watch the NBA. The first round. Or the first game of the first round is always like a feel-out game. It's not like college where it's one and done and you're out of there. Like a lot of teams are trying to figure out who they are, and they've been talking about the playoffs and the expectations for them and Toronto as well. I mean, those guys are trying to live up to that. And both Orlando and a guy like DJ Augustine and Brooklyn with, you know, a guy like D'Angelo Russell, those guys play free and easy. And I do expect the top seeds to move on. Those teams are better and the coaches will figure out what they need to do. But both teams, especially Philly, look really disorganized. That whole cell phone thing, I don't get all that. That's, I don't know why something like that would happen, and it makes it seem like it's much worse than it really is. But Philly will probably bounce back and end up winning this series.
You buy into the Celtic team, Scal, being able to just turn it on. I mean, yesterday was just an ugly game, but a lot of the guys afterwards said, we've been waiting for this. We had to get this playoff game. Once you get this one, this is going to project us forward. Do you buy that they can flip the switch like that now that just because it's the playoff season, not the regular season?
Well, I if you say, am I buying that they can flip the switch against Indiana? 100%, I'm buying that. Like, Indiana's just not that good. The Milwaukee series, there's five more levels for the Celtics to climb to beat the Bucks. And can they do it? Yeah. Yeah, no question. If their shot profile is better, like if they get more to that restricted area, less pull-up jumpers, they figure out a way to play a two-man game, Allen, Kyrie, yeah, they can get to that level. But if you, I don't know if you guys saw, Milwaukee was unbelievable the other night. And Giannis is just a guy who can control the game physically. So I'll let you know. I'm sure we'll talk between now and then. But I got to really study. I want to see Milwaukee when Blake Griffin's out there and a guy who can control pace. And then we can have this conversation. But as far as flipping the switch against Indiana, this is not going to be an issue whatsoever.
Were you in the building yesterday, Scal?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did all right. We're trying to determine the level of love there was for Bob Kraft and Larry Bird. We know why they rooted for Bird because he's white. But do you think they showed as much love for Robert Kraft as they did for Bird?
Yeah. It was not. Well, remember, this is not Bob Kraft's Robert Kraft's first game, so he's been around. But
huh? You know
what
happened
in
the
first
meantime,
game since
you?
A pretty big story broke in Florida.
Sure. But I think the level went up. I think the love for Kraft has risen, not gone down.
Right. Oh,
so,
sure.
Hey, that's just what it is. That's in Boston. That's what it is. But yeah, the love for Larry was insane. Like it was deafening in the crowd. Yeah, man, people in Boston, they're good. He's 77. He's doing his thing, man. It's all good.
He's definitely doing his thing. Any part of you think that when the Celtics go to Indiana, they might not be able to play the same way? They obviously during the season they weren't great on the road.
No. I'm trying not to disrespect these guys because I'm like really close friends with Sabonis and I like Nate McMillan. I like their team, but it's like as an analyst, I got to tell you guys the truth.
Just say it, Scal. They suck. The Pacers suck. We saw it yesterday. Yes, they do. They scored 74 points in a playoff game. They're like 2,000. There was 2,000 box scores this year for games. They're the second team all year that scored 74 or fewer points in a full game. They're terrible.
They're just offensively, they're just not. They don't have enough. If you could prepare for those guys in for 7-10 days, it's like they don't have enough. They just don't have enough offensive weapons. You know what? This would be a great series if Oladipo was playing, because Marcus Smart, his absence will come into play, but they just don't have him. This is what it is. How the NBA goes.
All right, Scal, thanks. We'll talk to you down the road.
You got it, guys. See ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.